A few weeks ago on a Wednesday night, I shared a message with you about how the Lord helps us. I'm glad that we don't have to do life by ourselves. In fact, I just want to say only a really prideful person would think that they don't need the Lord's help. We all need the Lord's help. You know, right now on Sundays, we're going through the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd. He leads us if we'll follow." And I just want to tell you tonight, we all need the Lord's guidance every single day in our life. He's with us and He will guide us if we'll just look to Him and seek Him. The Lord has always been a guide for His people. Psalm 48 and 14 says, "For this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death." Forever and ever, He will be our guide. Now, even to death, that just means to the very end. Another translation just says forever. But as long as we're in this life, our God is to be our guide. You know, the definition for the word guide, I'm talking about that English word guide, it's simply a person whose work is conducting strangers or tourists through a region or a building. I mean, when somebody goes to the Holy Land for the first time, they always have a guide, because without a guide, there's no way that you could know everywhere that you ought to go while you're there. And you get there and you wouldn't understand the history or the significance or the meaning of a lot of those places, at least not to the depth that a guide could help you. But without a guide, well, you just miss out on a lot. And I want to tell you, that's the way it is in our daily lives. Without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, there's so much in life that we just miss. We fail to understand so many blessings and opportunities that the Holy Spirit would lead us and guide us into if we just allow Him. And at the same time, there are so many pitfalls and dangers that we find ourselves in without the guide, the Holy Spirit. He knows the way. He knows what's ahead. He knows how to get us safely through, but not just safely. He knows how to get us to a place of blessing. You know, it happened several times over the last few years that an American was hiking or traveling on foot near Iran or North Korea, and they mistakenly crossed over into the border and they were arrested on charges for spying. Now, if they really were just sightseeing or going for a hike, I want to tell you, they needed a guide, because they got themselves in a world of trouble because they didn't have a guide. How often do we get ourselves in trouble in life because we were not looking to the Lord to guide us, to show us the way? He's always there. He's available to us as our shepherd, but we got to trust Him and look to Him in every situation. You can't just go by what we think. Well, I think. We all have an opinion, and I want you to understand, I'm not talking about that, you know, we don't use our brains anymore. I'm not talking about some weird, kooky religion here, but I'm just saying that we can't just do it on our own. We need to trust the Lord to lead and guide us. We need to be looking to Him. This isn't just a Sunday religion, and it's not just a way to get to heaven. This is a way to live every day in our life, and our God is our guide. I mean, there's so many pitfalls and snares and traps, so many distractions in this world, obstacles all along the way, and without His help, we'll just get ourselves in trouble. I mean, what if we had a guide to show us how to find the right career path? We'll try this and try that and miserable now. And what if we had a guide to show us the way? What if we had a guide to show us how to do marriage, how to raise kids, how to handle our money? What if we had a guide for life? Or do we just do it by trial and error like everybody else? I mean, we just kind of figure it out like a mouse in a maze. Y'all ever seen a mouse in a maze? They run this way, run this way. Oop, that's blocked off. They head back the other way, and hopefully they try another way. Sometimes they end up going the same way more than once. And you know what? People do that. They try this and try that, and sometimes they end up going the same way two or three times. Always a dead end, still a dead end. That's not the way to do life. And we don't have to do it that way. As believers, we have a Lord who wants to be our guide in life. And wow, do we ever need Him? You know, we just do the best we can. But what if we could get it right the first time? How much better would it be if we could avoid some of the trouble and the heartaches? You know, when I say we just do the best we can, I mean, that sounds really good. In fact, I say that a lot, but I'm doing the best I can. But you know what? We ought to just be doing the best we can to follow the Lord's leading, because when we bring God into the equation, it's just different. You know, yes, we do the best we can, but with the Lord's help, we're not just doing it on our own. You know, in the Middle East, we all have heard of how the terrorists use IEDs. It's improvised explosive device. There, just had one of those blank moments first. Thank you, brother. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? You just, and here's the problem with those. You could be driving down the road anywhere, anytime. You never know, because a wicked enemy has set this device out there. But I want you to know that we have an adversary, the devil, and he is wicked and cunning. And he is against us. But we have a guide who can guide us safely through. We need to get this tonight. You see, we really do have an enemy. And we really do have a guide who is watching over us and who will help us. And he knows where the trouble is. Amen? And he knows where the blessings are. He'll keep us on the right paths. Amen. We talked about it Sunday. He leads us in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. I'll tell you, He'll keep you on the right path. You know, we see a really good example of how the Lord led the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness. And I'll just read this from Exodus 13, 21 and 22. It says, "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night from before the people." Now, these stories were written to teach us. The Lord is certainly not going to send us a cloud and a fire, not by something visible that we see. But we need to see from this passage of Scripture, this teaches us that God does want to lead us and guide us. And He has given us His Holy Spirit as our guide. John 16 and 13, Jesus says, "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth." See, there's all kinds of deceptions in this world. Go this way, go that way. Which voice are you going to listen to? This voice, the voice of the Holy Spirit. He will guide you into all truth. You know, Jesus told the disciples, He said, "The one who is with you," talking about Himself, "will be in you." You see, He's in us through the person of the Holy Spirit. And how we need to learn to allow the Holy Spirit to guide us every day in our life. He guides us through the Holy Spirit. He teaches us. He helps us. He's our comforter and counselor, and He guides us through life. None of us has passed this way before. It's a new day. Did you know, as you get older, you say, "Hey, I've done a lot of things before." But there's still new things every day. I mean, hopefully we learn some things from the past. But here's the thing. We don't know. The Bible says we don't even know what tomorrow holds. We say, "I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that." But it says in the book of James, all such boasting is foolish. because we don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. How we need the Lord's guidance to help us all the time. Sometimes we go through difficult places, tests and trials and battles. And I want you to understand that even when we are following the Lord's leading, there's going to be hard places. Just because you're going through a hard place doesn't mean that you're out of the will of God. In fact, sometimes when we're in the will of God, we may face tests and trials and persecution even. But the Lord will guide us through those times. And in fact, during those times, if we are allowing the Lord to guide us and we trust Him, we grow. And our faith matures. We become complete and entire. The book of James says, not lacking anything. We grow up when we go through those times trusting the Lord. But you know, at the same time, some people, when they face those hardships, those tests and trials, instead of trusting the Lord, they just try to do it their way. Or they even, worse, get angry at God. And they don't grow. They don't learn. At least they don't learn the right thing. It's important that we just trust the Lord to guide us, even through the hard places in life. You know, you can find yourself in a dark place in life. That's when you just especially have to trust the Lord and stay close to Him. So, you know, in this world, there's a lot of people that really just kind of stumbling in the dark. They don't really have a clue. In fact, the Proverbs talks about how they stumble in the dark. We need to know. We have a guide. We're not just lost in the dark. He's able to get us safely through. I heard about an 83-year-old man. He lived his whole life as a bachelor. And then one day, he gets his four nephews together, and he tells them, he says, hey, I'm getting married, y'all. The first nephew, he says, wow, is she a beautiful woman? Is she just really, really pretty? Is that why you're marrying her? He said, no, that's not it. The second nephew, he said, is she a great cook? I mean, is she just gonna take good care of you? He said, no, that's not why. The third nephew, he says, is she rich? She got a lot of money? And he said, no, that's of course not. That's not it. The last nephew, he said, well, tell us what it is. Why are you marrying this woman? He said, she can drive at night. Now, some of you are thinking, what in the world? When you get a little older, you learn about these things. It can be hard to drive at night. Amen. Amen. We have some wonderful church members that watch online on Wednesday night because it's hard to drive at night. I think we just ought to all make the Lord our designated driver for life, though. We need Him all the time, always. Without the Holy Spirit, we're just driving blind. Psalm 139, verse 12 in the NIV says, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. See, it's not hard for the Lord to guide us safely. We just need to trust Him, look to Him, seek His guidance. I remember when I was a little kid, one time our family went to Carlsbad Cavern, somewhere, you know, where they had the caves and stuff. You go down in, you go on the guided tour, you got to walk along here and everybody stay with the group and blah, blah, blah. And I remember being so bored. I wanted to climb up into one of those little tunnels I was seeing and all of that, but I guess that would have been dangerous. Some of us kind of live life like that. We get ourselves in all kinds of trouble. How much we need the Lord to guide us safely through. How is it that so many believers, not just unbelievers, how is it so many believers get their life in such a mess? I'm not talking about persecution and fiery trials now. I'm talking about when we just get our own life in a mess. It's because we don't follow the Lord's guidance. And one of the primary reasons that people start down the wrong road and don't follow the Lord's guidance is because they want to. It's called temptation. It's when your own selfish desires want to go this way when the Lord would take you that way. All of us deal with temptation, right? Mm-hmm. James 1, 13 and 14, let no one say when he is tempted, I'm tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Drawn away by his own desires and enticed. You see, when we're supposed to be led by the Spirit of God, there are temptations from our own desires that would try to pull us the wrong way. And we need to deal with that. We need to be aware of it. We need to realize what's going on. If we're going to follow the Lord's guidance, I'll tell you, we got to deal with it. God gives a man a good job. But along comes an offer to make a whole lot of money. Well, this must be God. He doesn't seek the Lord. He automatically jumps on it because he's going to be making so much more money. And in his heart, he just wanted that money. Some of you are thinking, yeah, that sounds right. Oh, but how it can end up in a horrible mess. You go to buy that car. Here's a good deal on a nice car. But wait a minute, did you see that one they had up there in the showroom? Wow. You walk out with the big, huge debt you didn't plan on. How'd that happen? It wasn't God leading you. Okay. Here's one that we see a lot in our world. It was love at first sight. Uh-huh. Love, they call it. Love at first sight. First sight. That's also called physical attraction. And it can sure get you headed the wrong direction. Now, if somebody says, oh no, it was the right one for me. Well, praise God for his grace. But I'm just telling you, a whole lot of people have gotten hooked up with the wrong person. And it wasn't the Holy Spirit that led them to that person. It was their own selfish desires. Okay. Hey, we are all tempted. How many of you have been tempted in some way this week? And the Lord sees you not raising your hand. I just want to tell you. How do we overcome? See, we got to deal with temptation if we're going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, because temptation will always take you the wrong direction if you allow it. First thing we do is we pray. Jesus told the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, pray lest you enter into temptation. So we pray, we seek the Lord. See, we don't just allow ourselves to go the way our natural desires would take us, but instead we talk to the Lord about it. He also taught us in the Lord's Prayer that we're to pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So we ask for the Lord's help to overcome temptation. One day, Jonathan brought a cake to lunch, and he said, Tracy made this, and if Tracy made it, it's going to be really, really good. He said, so anybody that wants a piece can have some, and me being the leader, I stepped up. I said, I'll take a piece, and after a few minutes, you know, everybody had had a chance and gotten a piece if they wanted one, and I quoted the word to him. I said, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. So I'm going to get the last piece also. I had two pieces. That's what you call falling into temptation. And I can't really blame the Holy Spirit for that. Do you hear what I'm saying? Sometimes people even try to blame God for foolish things that they did. Now, I know that you might have liked to hear a little juicier story than that about temptation, but that's all I'm going to give you. But I just want you to know this. Jesus, he was tempted with in every way like we are, the Bible says, yet he's without sin. How is that? Because he was full of the Spirit and he was led of the Spirit. And when temptation came, when Satan tried to tempt Jesus, every time Jesus responded with the Word of God. And that's the second thing. First, we pray. And second, we need to know the Word of God. Because, listen, Satan always tries to use deception. And the cure for deception is truth. And the Word of God is truth. So when you really know the Word of God, and I want to say this, you got to really know it. Because Satan knows the Word. And he'll even twist it a little and use it out of context to try to get you to go the wrong way. So you need to know what the Scripture says. And so often, you see, when temptation comes, there will be a word that you've put down in your heart that will come back to you and help you deal with that temptation. How could a young man or any man keep his way pure? By taking heed to the Word of God. And so I just want to encourage you. You see, to follow the Lord's leading, you got to deal with that temptations, those desires in your own heart so that you'll follow His leading instead of just doing what you want. Next, if we're going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, we can't be led by natural reasoning, just by going by our natural mind. A whole lot of people fall into this trap. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter how much experience you have, how smart, how high your IQ, how much education, there are too many variables. There's too many things that you don't know. I mean, some of us, we like to think we're pretty smart. We like to think we're wise. But there are still too many things that we don't know. We can't just figure it all out. We can't lean on our own understanding. Proverbs 16:25 says, there's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. And sometimes we just look at the facts and, you know, we just try to be smart, but we just need to realize that we can't do it on our own. We need the Lord's help. There's just too many twists and turns in life, things that we can't see down the road. Now, here's where it's really going to get tough for some of you. Because we're going to talk about one of the great deceptions in our world right now. In fact, it's such a great deception that many, many believers have bought into this just because it sounds good, maybe even feels good. Well, you just got to follow your heart. Well, bless your heart. I'm going to tell you the truth. You follow the Holy Spirit. You don't just follow your heart. And let's talk about that for just a minute because it is such a deception. I mean, we've all seen the movie. These two people, they're meant to be together. But one of them, you know, they're not following their heart. That's the problem. But near the end of the movie, finally, they decide, I'm going to follow my heart. And they live happily ever after. A lot of people handle it this way, but you know, they wake up one day and they say, I don't love you anymore. My heart is with another now. But let's get to the truth. How do you get to the truth? The Word of God. First of all, let's clear this up. Your heart is not the same thing as the Spirit. Jesus said in Mark 7:21 and 22, he says, from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. Wow, that's a bunch of junk, right? You talk about evil desires, I think he covered just about all of them there. Those don't come from your spirit. Your spirit is born of God. Those came from the heart, from things that have been put in the heart. But we're not supposed to follow our heart. We follow Jesus. We follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Here's what Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Follow your heart. That is not from the Bible. It is a huge deception. It goes right along with things like, it can't be wrong when it feels so right. Oh, yes, it can. It can be so, so wrong. Follow your heart. You got to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And it is not always what you want. I didn't say it never was. I said it is not always what you want, but it always turns out the way it should be, the best way. You follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. See, we're supposed to be led by the Spirit all the time. But we got to choose to allow Him to lead us. Now listen to me. You see, we just need to decide that we're going to look to Him and seek Him and yield to Him. I think a lot of the time we just kind of head out and go through our day and we make decisions, sometimes important decisions, without ever even talking to the Lord about it. Sometimes we just need to slow down and give the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the opportunity and a still small voice to speak to our heart. And He says, this is the way. Walk in it. Jesus says, His sheep know His voice. So we need to be listening. He almost always speaks in that still small voice. Psalm 32:8-9 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. There it is. He'll instruct you. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. You know, I honestly believe that the Lord can. And I think that on occasion, out of His grace and mercy, He hems people in. And He puts them in a place where they have to go the way He wants them to. But most of the time, it is up to us to be willing to follow, to be led. He's not going to make you do anything. So often, He guides us just with an inner witness, an impression, a still small voice. I learned a new word when I looked up the word guide. I also found the word guidable. Did you know that was a word? It just means one who can be guided, but are we guidable? We got to allow, if we're going to allow the Lord to guide us, we got to be guidable. Because He'll lead you, but He won't force you. He nudges, He draws, He calls, He speaks. But if we're not paying attention, as a teenager, I had a lot of opportunities to herd cattle. We had a few cattle, and it's kind of interesting, you know, weighed 128 pounds, and we got cows that weighed 1,200, bull that weighs at least a couple of thousand pounds. And I learned early on, I mean, I guess we didn't have any that were too mean, I don't guess, but I learned early on, if I waved my arms and yelled, yeah, I could make them go where I wanted them to go. I could face off that old 2,000-pound bull and yell at him real loud, wave my arms, and he'd back away and move on. I know there's some that wouldn't work. But you see, that's the way you do cattle. You yell at them, you wave your arms at them, you herd them. The Lord ain't going to herd you. You can ignore Him if you want to, because He's going to lead you. He'll guide you if you want to be. But you got to want to be. You got to seek Him and look to Him and listen for His voice. Many times He speaks to us through the Word of God. He'll bring a scripture to mind. Or as you're reading the Word of God, all of a sudden it's like I still, all the time, I'm like, Lord, when did you put that in there? It's like it wasn't in there before. All of a sudden, he speaks to us in a fresh new way, maybe through a scripture that we might have read 100 times, but we receive guidance through the Word of God. And there's so many things that it tells us very clearly what God would have us do. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." You see, it will show you the way. But even with the scripture, it takes the help of the Holy Spirit. I think so many have gone the wrong way because they misinterpreted and misapplied scripture because they didn't allow the Holy Spirit to guide them into truth. I want to give you 3 principles from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Here's a great promise, but it gives us these 3 conditions to this promise. A lot of times we just want to claim the promise, and we might even read the conditions, but we just kind of ignore them. And I want you to know we have to fulfill these conditions. First, he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. You got to settle it in your heart that you trust Him enough that no matter what He says, which way He leads, you're going to go that way. If you don't trust Him to that degree, you don't trust Him with all your heart, and it's not going to work. In the end, you're still going to end up doing what you want instead of allowing Him to guide you. Trust Him with all your heart. How much better our lives are if we just rely upon Him every day in everything that we do. Lean not to your own understanding. We always want to have it figured out. I mean, we want to know how this is going to work. I mean, if I could just understand, Lord. Don't lean to your understanding. Your understanding is so limited. His thoughts are so much higher. If we want the Lord to direct our paths, we have to trust Him with all our heart. We don't lean to our own understanding. Searching for answers on the internet. Listen, I'm not against the internet. I just think if people were spent that time searching the scriptures and seeking the Lord, how much better life would be. Just let the Lord guide us instead. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. You see, to acknowledge Him in all our ways means that we do what is right in His sight. That in everything we do, the way that we live our life to please Him. You know, our wisdom will always fall short. His never does. Our knowledge is so finite. He knows everything. Our strength is so small. He's all powerful. Why do we not trust Him more? Why do we not allow Him to just lead and guide us? I want to tell you now, God is not always illogical. Some people kind of portray the Lord that way, like, well, if the Lord's leading you, it's always going to be something weird that doesn't make sense. That's not right. But here's the thing. There are times when it might not make sense to us. There are times when we don't understand it all, and we have to choose to trust Him and do what He wants anyway. I remember one time, Carmen and I were pastoring a church in Cleburne, actually, long time ago. Wow. 30-something years. Yeah. And we were young and dumb. And it was a little rough. And I decided, you know what, I want to go back to youth ministry. It was so fun. Had rough times with that too, by the way. But I sent out resumes. And there were 3 good churches that wanted us to come. And some of you heard this before. It's pretty tragic. I listed the 3 churches on a sheet of paper, and then I listed out the pros and cons. And I picked the best one. I want you to know That is not how to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. That led us to one of the worst, we usually call it the worst, just to be honest, the worst year of our life. It was horrible. It wasn't God's fault. But that was the reasoning of the natural reasoning of man, just trying to figure it all out, which way's the right way, instead of really allowing God to lead us and guide us. In all your ways, acknowledge him. You know, when you're at the end of your rope, when you're having a rough time, and you're tempted to cut corners or do it the easy way, do what's right instead. When you're not treated right at your job, maybe you're wanting to leave, that's when you acknowledge the Lord and you pray about it. You don't do a sorry job at work, but you keep doing your very best, treating people right. You do that job as unto the Lord. See, when you don't know what to do, well, just do right and please the Lord. That's always the right thing to do. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Sometimes people want the Lord's will in one area of their life and they're praying about it, but they're disobeying the Lord in other areas of their life. If you're going to acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, you got to deal with your own disobedience if you want to hear God. But when we let the Lord guide our lives, here's the thing. He always takes us to a place of blessing. I didn't say there wasn't going to be some hard places. Yes, hard places sometimes along the way. But he always takes us to a place of blessing. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3, this is where it all began for Abram, turned to Abraham. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So many great blessings came upon Abraham and his descendants and even us. Galatians tells us that even we are blessed through Abraham. And it started with him being willing to allow the Lord to lead him. It's wild. Leave your family, your father's family, leave the land that you have known. Leave the people there, you know, all that. You're going to just leave it all. Where are we going, Lord? I'll show you when we get there. Wow. But I'm just saying to you that, you see, we need that kind of faith, that we just trust the Lord, allow him to lead and guide our lives. I don't go off the deep end and, you know, tell me. I don't want four of you coming up to me after the service, tell me God's leading you to another church. And people get weird sometimes about, you know, well, you know, must be something. I'm just saying, though, we got to be sensitive to the Lord and whatever he does lead us, that we're willing to follow his leading instead of just doing what we think or what's comfortable to us. But yes, we're willing to follow his leading always. One last promise from the word, Isaiah 58 and 11. And now this one's good. I'm telling you, if you're taking notes, be sure you write this one down. Isaiah 58 and 11. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. And you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. He'll guide you continually. And he's going to bless you. You see, when we allow the Lord to lead and guide us, it's going to be good. And it's not dependent upon what's going on in this world. It's dependent upon the Lord. And I'll tell you, that is a great comfort. Because in this world, there's a lot of crazy stuff that goes on. And people just end up stressed and in fear and anxiety. But the one who's leading us, he knows. He knows what the best way is. And he'll take you to a place where he can provide for you, bless your family. Amen. He is our guide. Stand with me. We're going to pray.